You're listening to the Midlife Fulfilled podcast, the show for men and women over 40 who want to thrive in midlife. I'm your host, Bernie Borges. I'm here to empower you to get the most out of the five pillars in midlife: health, fitness, career, relationships, and legacy. Subscribe to my weekly newsletter to get actionable tips to thrive across these five pillars. And now, prepare to be inspired, educated, challenged, or maybe all three on this episode of the Midlife Fulfilled podcast. Hello, my midlife friend. This is Bernie Borges, your host of the Midlife Fulfilled podcast, and this is episode 167, a takeaway episode from episode 166, my conversation with Kimmy Seltzer. You know the drill. On takeaway episodes, I summarize the key discussion points from the previous episode, and then I hone in on one key takeaway that I want to emphasize to you. And then I issue you a challenge to consider on that takeaway. So first, let me begin by reintroducing you to Kimmy Seltzer from episode 166. Kimmy is known as a confidence therapist, a dating strategist, and an image expert. Kimmy shared her personal journey through a midlife crisis, which includes going through a divorce after living the quote-unquote white picket fence life in the Midwest of the United States, as well as sharing the transformative power of her red dress moment. You see, her red dress moment is a story that's so powerful because it highlights what she was going through at the time and how a personal shopper in the store, who is a complete stranger, told her to try on a red dress that Kimmy thought was three sizes too small and not the right color for her. Kimmy says that the woman who recommended this dress to her said, "Honey, this dress is your size and this is your color." In that moment, Kimmy didn't realize how true it was. This red dress moment for Kimmy was a pivotal moment in her own journey to self-discovery. Well, she bought the dress, and she ended up wearing it everywhere on her own journey of transformation. Today, as Kimmy helps men and women in their 40s and 50s and 60s and even beyond on things like style, flirting, and dating, she shares that each individual's journey involves some form of self-discovery, and that allows each individual to regain confidence and oftentimes regain, as Kimmy calls it, their sexy confidence. Now, before I proceed with my takeaway, as I always do, I'm going to summarize the three key discussion points from my conversation with Kimmy on episode 166. Number one, confidence transcends age and relationship status. Kimmy shared her own midlife journey, and she highlighted the powerful impact of personal transformation on our confidence, regardless of where we are in life. Number two, the relationship between inner and outer confidence is real. From the significance of colors and clothes that flatter body types, to embracing emotional expression and vulnerability, Kimmy's insights shed light on the meaning of sexy confidence. And number three, self-discovery doesn't have an expiration date. That's right, whether you're re-entering the dating scene or just navigating through life's transitions, Kimmy's expertise in unlocking authentic confidence and charisma offers invaluable wisdom for all. Again, even if you're not in the dating scene, like me, I am not in the dating scene. Now, this is where I want to land for my takeaway episode. I want to discuss the power of self-discovery. But first, I have a question for you. When you hear the words self-discovery, what does that mean to you? You know, there's a lot written on this topic. When you Google it, you'll find no shortage of content on this topic. So here is as good a definition of self-discovery as there is on the internet. And I quote, "Self-discovery is the process of learning about your true self, including your values, strengths, weaknesses, needs, and goals. It's a fundamental part of personal growth and can lead to self-knowledge that helps you guide yourself towards situations where you'll thrive. End quote. Now, I agree with this definition. In fact, I like it. I like it a lot because of the second part of the definition. And here it is again. It's a fundamental part of personal growth and can lead to self-knowledge that helps you guide yourself towards situations where you'll thrive. I love that. You see, I totally believe that we all want to thrive. I really, really believe this. Now, of course, you can ask, what do you mean by thrive, Bernie? So, let's look at a definition of what it means to thrive. And I quote, as a verb, thrive means to grow vigorously, flourish, or prosper. It can also mean to gain in wealth or possessions, or to progress toward a goal despite or because of circumstances. Unquote. Now, I want to suggest that thriving can mean, but doesn't necessarily have to mean, that you want to prosper financially. I really want to emphasize this point because thriving isn't always about money. In this definition, the part that I'll emphasize is to grow vigorously, flourish, or prosper. You see, my friend, we can grow in each of the five pillars, and you know what they are: health, fitness, career, relationships, and legacy. We can grow in each of those five pillars. We can flourish in each of those five pillars, and we can prosper in each of those five pillars, which again can include financial prospering, but it's not exclusively intended to only be connected to financial prosperity. Let me tell you about a tool that I can't live without because it's a huge time saver for me. Cast Magic is an AI-powered tool that saves me hours every week. If you record Zoom calls or training sessions or customer service calls, or if you're a podcaster like me, let me tell you how you can save a ton of time like I am. At Cast Magic, you simply upload audio files or YouTube links, video files, even Instagram reels, basically any type of recording. Then Cast Magic goes to work generating a transcript, show notes, a blog post, a newsletter, and even an Instagram reel summary, as well as social media posts. Imagine uploading audio or video of coaching sessions, sales calls, customer service calls, staff meetings, recorded webinars, YouTube videos, and as I mentioned, podcast recordings. You know, prior to using Cast Magic, I was spending more hours producing each podcast episode than I want to admit. Now, I'm spending less than half the amount of time that I used to spend writing show notes, creating episode titles, writing social media posts, etc. Cast Magic is very accurate too. I usually edit the content a little bit to give it my style, but even with the edits, the time savings is still very significant. In case you're wondering, this is not a paid advertisement. I'm an affiliate. That means that if you use my affiliate link in the show notes, I'll earn a commission. But don't worry, the price that you pay through my affiliate link is not one penny higher when you use my affiliate link. And please know that I would not promote this product, or any product for that matter, as an affiliate without being a user and an avid fan of the product. I invite you to check out Cast Magic and start saving time with it today. My affiliate link is in the show notes for this episode. As one simple example, you can prosper in your relationships. Look, I can offer many more examples, but I just want to connect the dots on the importance of thriving in our self-discovery journey. And as Kimmy shared on episode 166, the people that she coaches who are looking to get back into the dating scene, in many cases, for the first time in decades, they each go through a self-discovery process. In fact, very often, they don't know that that's what they're going to experience at the beginning of the process in working with Kimmy. Now, in the context of Kimmy's expertise, The people that she coaches want to thrive in relationships. She made the point that sometimes her clients aren't looking for a mate. Sometimes they're just looking to regain confidence, make new friends, and just enjoy themselves. Imagine what it would mean for someone to thrive by regaining lost confidence, or maybe finding confidence for the first time. Imagine what that person's self-discovery journey would be, especially in midlife. And imagine how much thriving that person would experience when they have confidence and they're making new friends and they enjoy them because they're spending time together, just doing things that they enjoy and simply having some fun together. So I want to return to the meaning of self-discovery, but this time I'm going to go to the first part of the definition, and I quote, "Self-discovery is the process of learning about your true self, including your values, strengths, weaknesses, needs, and goals," unquote. Notice the part about learning about your true self. You know, if we're honest, sometimes we spend decades in life in a routine and your true self gets lost. Maybe you've been so busy taking care of others that you didn't give your true self enough thought or attention. Notice the other part of this statement, learning about your values. Now you might be thinking, I know my true values, and maybe you do, but maybe you don't. Maybe the values that you think you know are outdated. Here's what I mean. If you're over 40, regardless of which decade you're in, you've experienced a lot of life, and your values over age 40 are not likely to be exactly the same as your values in your 20s and 30s. Now, as a reminder, I'm not referring to your core morals and ethics. I mean values like this. How do you want to spend your time? Who do you want to spend your time with? What are the activities that fulfill you the most? Who are the people who fulfill you the most? See what I mean? You can see how answering these questions in your current season of life might be different than they were for you in your 20s or 30s. So, my friend, my challenge to you is this. Do you need to regain your confidence in some area of your life? Speaking for myself, and you know I like to get a little personal in these takeaway episodes, I'm working most on my legacy pillar. In fact, I'm building my confidence in this pillar. And this requires that I go through my own self-discovery journey and examine my values in order for me to achieve confidence that I'm building a legacy that fulfills me. How about you? Where are you in your self-discovery journey in your current season of life? I suggest that if you're not in a self-discovery journey of some sort, then you're not growing. I also suggest that we should always want to be growing at any age, because it's part of God's plan for you. Or maybe your way of thinking is that it's the universe's plan for you. The point is that we are designed to always be growing. You know, I have to mention that I watched my parents decline in their health in their final years before they passed away in their 90s. I mention this because our end-of-life season is the only time when we're not growing. Everyone eventually gets there unless we sadly pass away suddenly. Other than that circumstance, our life's design is to always be growing. And in order to grow, we must experience self-discovery continually. The question is, do we realize this? Or do we just go through the motions and allow circumstances to dictate our values, our level of confidence, and our level of fulfillment across the five pillars? You know, I really want to thank Kimmy Seltzer for joining me on episode 166. The topic was a brand new topic for me on the podcast. I really didn't know where the conversation was going to go. And her red dress moment that she shared was a powerful story. It was a pivotal moment for her and her life. And now she's helping others have their own red dress moments, figuratively speaking. so that they can experience self-discovery and gain or regain their confidence and thrive, because everyone wants to thrive. And I want to remind you that you can watch my video recording with Kimmy Seltzer on episode 166 on the Midlife Fulfilled YouTube channel. That, of course, is linked up in the show notes page for this episode. Hey, my next guest episode features Phil Gerbyshack. Phil is going through his own self-discovery, as he shared on this BF to AF episode. Phil is starting a new chapter in his career, and this is a chapter that was a dream of his in his youth. And now he's beginning this chapter in a midlife season, and he is sharing what he's experiencing on this journey. I know that you'll be inspired by Phil's journey, and maybe it'll hit home for you as well. So don't miss this episode. And hey, if you're a new listener, welcome. And I invite you to hit the subscribe button on your podcast player so that you don't miss this episode as well as future episodes. You know what time it is, my midlife friend. It's that time when I remind you that if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. And if you want to know how I know this, listen to episode 100 where I explain it. Hey, I'll see you on episode 168. I'll see you then. Don't touch that dial. Before you move on with your day, now would be a good time to check out Cast Magic. If you record meetings, webinars, sales calls, customer service calls, YouTube videos, or a podcast like I do, Cast Magic can save you a ton of time with transcriptions, blog posts, newsletters, and more. Just scroll over to the show notes page and tap or click my affiliate link to learn more. You owe it to yourself to at least check it out. I think you'll be glad you did. I sure am. Remember, friend, if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. If you want me to prove this to you, listen to episode 100. I'm your host, Bernie Borges, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Midlife Fulfilled podcast.